This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's studying up. He's ready to go. Nick walked in without any issues at all, as I did today as well. Just we're welcomed with open arms here.
Do I look shady? Do I look like a shady character? Nick says yes. So both of you guys are just...
Nick got a haircut.
All right, so let me get this straight because, you know, obviously... Ask Peter.
Jonathan Peterlin just walked in.
Jonathan, did you, were you able just to walk right in? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Something's wrong with me, man. Yeah. I must have done something shady, or I must have tried to play by the rules like you guys did.
Did you get frisked?
Yeah, so I walk in, right? And you guys have all been able just to walk right in the front door and come on back here to Taps.
I went in the side door even.
The food is phenomenal in here. Not going to question that at all. The chicken fingers.
The nice lady in front of us is
saying,
I'm looking
at this lovely couple in front of us, and I'd be eating that for a week. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of food on that plate right there.
That's serious.
That's take-home stuff. So I walk in this morning, and I just say, hey, I'm with the radio station. Where do I need to go? And they're like, well, hang on. Let me call security first. I'm like, okay. All right. So they had to call. They were security. They had to call back to security in the back. So then all of a sudden, I'm walking in. They're like, okay. So I'm waiting. They're like, oh, you're going to need to drive all the way around. And by the way, I thought about hopping on one of the horses next door because I'm, like, literally right next to the racetrack right next door was where I parked. So anyway, so then I come back into security. They're like, oh, we got to get you an escort to come back out there. I'm like, okay. And then I finally came in.
I just walked in.
Yeah, the three of you guys just walked in. I mean, Nick Wilson looks as shady as they come. Look, these guys didn't even get dressed to come here today. They're wearing hats. I don't even think they showered to come out here today.
They never do.
What is wrong?
You actually look presentable.
Do I look guilty?
I think I do too.
When I walk in the door?
My nice green sweater accent and my green eyes that you finally figured out.
I want to be you guys. Don't have to go through security.
Browns against the Broncos tonight. I threw this at you during the break.
Yeah.
And you went, oh.
Okay. I gave you the basket inside.
That's why I want, yeah, you did. That's why I want to
can
throw
that
it
be
at
a
you
thing?
Now.
Can I trademark that?
Yeah, you can trademark anything.
The basket sigh.
I would.
I don't. I think it'd be too hard to get.
It's this. You get done with something, somebody gives you an answer. There it is. That's even better. You've got a little more depth to it than I do.
Thank you. Yes, I'm proud of
that. The thing that caused the basket sigh was when I asked Andy, has anything gone right for this football team this year? Think about the Browns this year. And before I had a chance to say it, you said it. And I was going to throw in the caveat, other than Corey Bohorquez. And you said, but and you beat me to it. What has gone right?
Right.
Do you for this team this year?
Let's go back and forth, and if the callers want to get in on this, is that what you want to do here?
Fine. 216-474-0092. What has gone right for this team?
Also, that's the same number you will need for quick predicts coming up in about 13 minutes as well.
What number was that?
216-474-0092. That is correct. And make sure you hang out with us all day here at MGM Northfield Park. So, you know, Nick and Jonathan are coming up next, even though those guys look shady and I don't. But they'll be here take you all the way to kickoff. So I would highly recommend coming. I mean, there's just – you can't miss anything where we're sitting right now, right? I mean, there's got to be 700 TVs in front of us.
What has gone right for this team this
year? The TVs in front of my face have gone right? No. Nick Chubb coming back, I think that's gone right. While the success isn't there yet, I think, you know, you just have a little bit more patience with him, and he's going to have a gigantic game here. Well, at least one 100-yard game here over the next couple weeks.
Gosh, I hope so.
I don't know if it's tonight.
I wouldn't bank on it.
All right, so just Nick Chubb being back on the field, that has gone right for this team. Is that fair?
Okay.
The Browns are excellent in blizzards.
I would love to say Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah took another step.
Yeah.
Except he got hurt.
That's true.
And, you know, goodness knows if we see him again this year. Or you know, heaven forbid, ever. I certainly hope so. I would say the defensive backs have been pretty good, but there have been issues there as well. I'm hard-pressed to think of anything that's gone, and the key word is well. Some things have gone okay.
Denzel Ward has gone well this year.
I think Denzel's played well.
Yeah.
I will agree, but you know, Denzel's had to deal with some concussion issues this year again.
Yeah.
And that scares the you-know-what out of him.
But he's been great at blocking passes and breaking up passes this year. And, you know,
how about
he's
this?
Got that consecutive streak going, too.
You know, one thing I do like this year? I like that Cedric Tillman, who's now dealing with a concussion and won't play tonight, that Cedric Tillman showed that he can do some big-time things. I do like that. I think that's impressive. And I hope, and see, it's the same thing with DeJuan Jones. I hope that he can be that guy moving forward. But guess what? Now he's dinged up. I hope DeJuan Jones can be a guy at tackle moving forward. But guess what? He's out for the year. When he was in line to show us that he could do that all season long, boom, injury done for the year. I'd like to say the offensive line, but that's not been the case. They've been injured like crazy. I'm trying to avoid thinking that they're showing their age. I don't think they are. Take a look around the league. There are a bunch of older guys playing on the offensive lines of NFL teams. Joel Bitonio wouldn't even qualify as an old guy on some teams.
That's true. That's true.
I still think the line has the potential to be really good. But I do think that there have been issues with it this year that maybe we weren't expecting. And maybe that the front office, most importantly, Andy, wasn't expecting. Because I don't think they put too many moves in place to cover themselves in case Jack Conklin was slow coming back, in case DeJuan Jones was slow coming back.
You know, they essentially came back with a starting 22.
Jedrick
right?
Wills slow coming back,
yeah,
and they all were.
Bailey Zappe hasn't made a mistake this year. You okay with that?
Well, we don't know that.
No, he hasn't made a mistake.
During a game.
Yeah, that's right. He has not made one mistake.
Let's go with that then.
I don't know. Is it a curious notion that you come back with a team that's essentially your starting 22 from the year before and don't make any changes and that you don't have success?
I know our buddy Tyvus Powell doesn't like that.
Yeah. Do you need to make a change to get better in the NFL? I tend to think that's not true, but I don't know.
Tyvus's thought, and you'll hear Tyvus on the Browns Radio Network pregame and postgame shows today.
Yeah.
Tyvus's thought was it's all there on tape, and you don't see anybody new who adds a new twist to it, and you can study up on it.
He might be
right. I
thought,
okay. Well,
that's
a great point. You know more about it than I do because you played in the league.
Oh, man. I just realized I'm going to have to talk to Tyvus about Ohio State from Saturday. Coming up in the Browns pregame show, that's going to happen. You just made me realize that. Thank you.
You don't have to.
No, we will. I like that.
It's the Browns pregame show.
I know.
It's not the Ohio State postmortem.
Yeah, no, you're right. But that always seems to come up, and I'm sure it'll come up during Fact or Fiction during the show.
Well, maybe you'll get a text from
Jeff,
Gibbsy telling you no.
No, Gibbsy won't. Gibbsy's awesome.
Well, we know that.
He is awesome. Jeff, I don't know. I mean, like, it's very hard to find things that have gone perfect.
I know. Or Andy, even well. You signed Dustin Hopkins to a contract. He's not as good as he was last year. Well, that didn't work out as well as we were hoping.
No. Help me, Jeff.
You bring in Deontay Foreman, who I like a lot. Then you don't give him the ball. Now, did they not give him the ball because he wasn't getting it done? I don't know. I personally think running backs often get better with use.
I don't. Can you say Myles Garrett has been, especially the last 2 weeks?
Myles has been good.
But the bar is high for him, and he still plays at the bar.
Right.
Right.
You were expecting him to be good, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I know I was. So, you know, what he's doing doesn't surprise me at all.
I'm just trying. It's easier to sit here and try to figure out what are the biggest disappointments of the season. Right? I mean, man, they've had so many guys on the IR, too. We don't talk about that very much, do we?
No, but it's been bad.
I'm just looking at this list. Oh, man. I mean, DeJuan Jones, who we thought had turned the corner, right? And then
we were hoping he had turned the corner.
Luke Whipler,
That's one of the problems that we've had this year, I think, is that, you know, you'd think this was going to happen, and then, no, it didn't happen. Why? Because, well, guys got injured, you know, and I think it's a bad deal. And there was an opportunity to show a lot of things this year that could have done some really good things for the future moving forward. And instead you get this.
Yeah, I know. I keep Mike Hall, man, remember coming out of preseason? What the expectations of him? To be great, and then, you know, obviously things went sideways there.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There was some stuff going on at home, and then he got hurt. There's too many storylines like that. The injury, I don't think we're going to be, unless all these guys come back and play and have impact on the team in the future. The injuries that this team sustained left an unbelievable sting on the entire season. I don't think anybody ever wants to talk about it because it's always next man up in the NFL. But, I mean, just go through the list of who's not playing. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. You lost your long snapper, Charlie Hewlett. I know, long snapper, shut up, Baskin. I got it. You know, David Bell, who I had hoped would be a little bit better
living
this year.
Living in your upstairs bedroom?
Oh, would you stop it? No, I thought David Bell would have more of an opportunity. You lose James Hudson. You lose Mike Hall. You lose DeJuan Jones.
It's been bad.
I mean, they lost tight end this week.
Can I give you one Jeff thing Swain that could hurt, still yeah. turn out really, 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 really well?
Sock it to me. Go.
I don't expect this. That Jameis Winston lights it up so much in the final, six games of the season.
That they can't afford him next year?
That they determine that he's the guy and sign him and he's your starting quarterback and you've answered that problem. I don't expect that to happen. It's not that I don't expect him to play well. I think he'll play pretty well. I don't see the scenario playing out where he plays, because what you just said is a fine line. He plays well enough that he's somebody's starting quarterback next year. But does he play well enough that he prices himself out of a situation here where you're still paying Deshaun Watson. I think it's a real fine line. Hmm. That's why I don't expect it to happen. We'll see, though. I hope it does. 216-474-0092 is the number to line up for quick predicts.
Line up.
Who wins? Browns, Broncos, Monday Night Football. Give us a score. Tell us why. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.